This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh man, we have a show for you today, but we've got this crazy idea. A lot of people, how you doing, everybody? Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Just in case you know what damn.
Yeah, but you know what you're doing. We have this idea that we're kicking around, and we need your help with it because TikTok's a thing. Everybody has like something special that you do on TikTok.
We like two old men. Yeah, just discovered. Let's do a talkie tick.
We're gonna do a tiki talkity.
Like that.
Let's go ahead and do this tickety-tockety thing there, Bart. I think it'd be a lot of fun. But we have a great idea. People love our intro that you just heard. Everybody that is listening on radio, you've heard our intro. And we get reactions to it all the time. A lot of comments. People like it. In fact, I have it pinned on my Twitter feed in case you haven't heard it. You can hear it right there. And we thought, what a great idea it would be if Bart and I act out the entire intro. Where we each have our different parts. Like Bart does the Rocky thing at the beginning. Left side, strong side, the two of us, just like from the movie, like Remember the Titans. And then we also, I'll do the Herb Brooks, It's Your Time, go out there and take it. And then you, of course, Kylo Ren, Han Solo.
I've been waiting for this day
for a long time. And then, of course, your Can't Wait, it's already been done.
Uh-huh.
And all that, I mean... I feel like that would be a great TikTok. And then let
it could be the greatest TikTok ever done.
It could be. We need somebody, though, that's
Jason
really
DeRulo
good.
Jason DeRulo can eat our shorts.
Well, what we could do is we need somebody that is like really a social media savant, really good at, you know, like, or maybe a NYU filmography student, like somebody that just is really good at shooting scenes.
I want Spike.
Oh, we want Spike Lee?
I want Spike. He's a Knicks fan. You're a Knick. Spike.
We can get Spike to do this for us.
Yeah, he can do it. Like
a Spike Lee joint.
Yeah, this would be
on TikTok.
Yeah, this can be like bringing Spike into the new world. You know what I'm saying? He already got the new merch.
All right, well, Spike, it's out there for you. And if you don't want it, I know Spike listens. And if you don't want it, we'll have to move on then to somebody else. That's probably a lot cheaper.
Well, we have to go to Tracy Morgan.
We don't have a big budget for this.
Just ESPN. Just them associating
themselves.
We
barely have coffee mugs. See this right here?
We're trying. We're working.
We have some T-shirts. We have hats. Yoda has the hat. All right, so anyways, but we want our listeners, though, to do the same thing. Like, once we make this thing, then we want you to also do it.
Then we got to give them...
Be crazy.
Then we got to give them floor seats at the Garden.
No, again, budget, not where you think it is. We might be able to get them a Barton Hunt T-shirt, though, for it, right? Well, we could actually try to make that happen.
Or can we get them in a suite with us?
Again. Let's start with T-shirts, man. Can we just do the T-shirts thing? I don't know. I just think it's something that's going to take us a little while to do, but we really want to do it. What we need, though, is somebody that's really good at being able to film and edit to make it perfect. Because Bart and I are old guys. Like, we don't know how to do this stuff.
Yeah, I got a fax machine.
But I love the idea. I think it'd be great. So, we begin there. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. For you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up. Fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And we do have, to me, a conversation to have with you. This is not a conversation for just Bart and I to have. You got to have this one with us. Because the question I have for you is a very simple one, and we need input. Like, this is something that I feel like is one of those things that we have to ask people about it. And instead of doing a Twitter poll or something like that where all you got to do is click something, we want you to put some work in. So here's the question. Baseball is now in a lockout. And here's the question. Are you feeling... Or are you feeling... Which one is it? Again, Jimmy Butler falling out of a boat. I mean, that's fear and you know, frustration and all kinds of emotion. Right? Joe Burrow, like, that's apathy. Yeah, I don't care.
Whatever.
How do you feel? Dear baseball, your version of it in the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and we'll do it throughout the show. But right now, it's time for Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. And Bart, we do have week 13 of the NFL season tonight.
Kicking it off, baby.
And it starts with a game that... I'll tell you, a couple of weeks ago, you'd say, wow, this is going to be a good one.
Spicy nugget.
Right. The Cowboys and the Saints. The Saints are heading in the wrong direction. In fact, among the teams that we might, you know, like what we'll do now as the season is starting to get towards the end is, you know how they say, you know, don't ask for whom the bell tolls.
Yeah.
It tolls for thee. Well, for the Saints, if they lose this game, does the bell toll for them?
Can we practice? Can we practice?
Okay.
Detroit Lions, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. See, there's a guy, something like that, right?
Yeah, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Barbecue. New York Jets.
Oh, man. Just hit it like a million times.
New York Giants. So many people we ain't even eulogized yet.
You get the point. So tomorrow we might be doing this for the New Orleans Saints. But Bart, if the Cowboys, they have not played great over the last couple of weeks, although they did have the huge blowout win.
Three out of four.
Yeah, the comeback win, not comeback, but the bounce back win against the Falcons.
Yeah.
But they just have not looked the same. Now, they've been through a bunch of stuff, injuries on the defensive side. Now they got COVID going through the coaching staff. But in this game,
punch COVID in the face.
Punch you right in the face. So this game right here for the Cowboys, you might look at it and think, it's the Saints. You should win this game.
Yeah.
If they don't, will we be doing
this
about the Cowboys season?
Remember when I was here in 2009, we won first three, beat Tom Brady in week two. It was like, oh, my God, the Jets are awesome.
Yep.
Then we lost three in a row.
Yep.
Same old Jets, right? So, like, all that great equity that the Dallas Cowboys have built up because, oh, wow, they went toe-to-toe with the world champions. Oh, man, they went up and they beat Bill Belichick in New England.
Yep.
Oh, okay, they lost Lawrence and Gregory, but yet they still won. Like, that was the narrative. Like, hey, this team is built to handle adversity. But this week, they go into the Dome. Now, I know there was used to be Mercedes-Benz Dome. I think they sold it to somebody. It's Caesar Dome now. You know what I mean? It's the Caesar Dome now. They're selling that money.
J.B. Smoove there, too?
Yeah, J.B. Smoove's everywhere.
Is that his
man.
Place?
Yeah, J.B. Smoove, man.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Caesar Salad, man. It's amazing. You know what I mean? But now, so now that place is loud. And for everybody that thinks, okay, well, the Dallas Cowboys is going to run through them, yeah, I think it's going to be tough sledding for the Saints on the offensive side of the ball. No Ramchek, no Alvin Kamara, no Armstead.
Yeah, Diana Rossini reporting.
No Armstead. So they don't have their two tackles and, you know, Alvin Kamara. So they got Mark Ingram, two backup tackles, and Taysom Hill, who for some reason, in the midst of being injured, got a pay raise, got an extension, right? So I don't know if this goes to him playing quarterback, this goes towards the $90 million or the $45 million. But he's going to, you know, he poses a problem, right? Because you can't prepare for what he's capable of doing. Because he's not like Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's a guy that's going to run around you. See how frustrated Clowney was and how frustrated Garrett was. This dude's going to step on your chest. Like, this is like a mix with like a little hybrid Tebow, right? Because he can throw
Tim
better.
Tebow?
Yeah, because remember Tebow when he took the league by storm when he won a playoff game?
Right.
It's because what he was doing with these RPOs and also what this they have the ability, and I would love to see how Sean Payton decides to use Taysom Hill today, to be like the Wildcat. And the reason why the Wildcat ultimately failed is because Ronnie Brown was a running back. And he couldn't throw the ball.
Right.
But Taysom Hill's a guy that can run, powers, tackles, and he forces you to play 11 on 11. So, I mean, this isn't just some easy – you don't see this type of offense potentially if they decide to go that route every day. So it makes you have to wonder. But on the defense side of the ball, if Amari Cooper is coming back and they say he has symptoms and he it wasn't just smooth sailing for him with COVID, we don't know how many snaps he's going to be able to get. He may be able to go 15, 20 snaps. So that means you're leaning on Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, that's right. Ezekiel Elliott is hurt. And then it's like, okay, well, maybe, just maybe we go CeeDee Lamb. But they do have Marcus, Lattimore. I forget his first name, Marshawn or whatever. Marcus Lattimore. They do have Lattimore. He's a lockdown, shutdown corner. Remember, he's the one person that shuts Evans down all by itself. So, like, if he can take CeeDee Lamb, then who do you go to? Right? Pollard, right? Some of the other guys. I don't know if that's enough because this New Orleans Saints defense can keep their team in it because they're just that damn good. And it's going to be interesting to see if they can do that. But if they, to your point, if the Cowboys lose, do I think it's over? No, because they're still two games above the Washington football team who they play. But the Washington football team is trending in the right direction. They have one tough game this week, but then they play the Cowboys twice. They got Philly twice. I think they have the Giants. They can win all five of those and be at worst 9-7 or 9-8, or they can be as good as 10-6.
It's Marshawn
or 10-7. Marshawn.
I didn't want to jump in there, but you were right. You were right the very first time.
It's too many of these names, man. Come here. Down people.
Well, and just so you know, too, the idea of the Cowboys, they have lost three of the last four, as we mentioned, after a 6-1 start. FBI still gives them a 94% chance to make the playoffs. Now, if they lose, it drops to 89%, which is still a very high percentage as you're 13 now weeks into the season. So it is just something to watch. But you do wonder, you know, from the Saints' perspective, too. Like, I need to see Dak play great. On the Dallas side, Dak's got to play great. Because you don't have your head coach, but you're the CEO of this team now.
Yeah.
Like you got to play great. Your offensive coordinator is still there. So this is really going to also be about Dak and stepping up and whatever. Whoever you got out there, make it work. Because we've seen the likes of Aaron Rodgers do that. And if Dak wants to be in the conversation as one of the best quarterbacks in the league, that's what the best ones do. Whatever I got around me, that's enough. I'll figure it out. So
no Joe Philbin, though, so there's no offensive line coach.
Okay, but the offensive line has been together enough to know what they're supposed to do.
But I wonder if they have some kind of crazy blitz package. You're asking Kellen Moore, who's not a offensive line coach, how to figure out protections. That usually goes to the offensive line coach.
Right. Okay.
So without that guy being there, you're struggling. How do you figure that out? Like, that's the problem. Like, when you have a bunch of position coaches and that's out.
Yeah.
The adjustments. Like, you can make an adjustment as a whole defense, but individually as units, linebacker, D-line, D-ends, are separate from D-tackles.
Yeah.
Which is separate from nose guards, which is separate from safety.
Can they, from if they're not on the field, but they're somewhere else, can't they just radio to the stadium?
Man,
I'm watching this at home, and I don't
See, remember the Cleveland Browns got in trouble because the general manager was telling them to run blitzes from the skybox, remember?
Yeah,
and they got suspended. You can't, if you're there, you can't communicate.
That's terrible.
Yeah, because wouldn't that drive you crazy?
Because everybody can do that.
Now you'd be a
like,
fan.
Like, dummy, slide it. Slide the damn protection.
You're a fan yelling at the TV. That's exactly what you become, and you're a coach. Now you know how it feels, Joe Philbin and everybody else. All right. But still, this is certainly the game to start the week, but it's not the best game of the week. Tomorrow, we've got a lot to get into, of course, when it comes to Sunday's games and then Monday's game. Oh, baby. Mm-hmm. That's a really big game, a big Monday night game between the Bills and the Patriots. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Bart, we got some calls. Let's get on them right now. And before we get into your thoughts on
baseball,
your dear baseball that will allow you to say on the air, keep it clean, its question would be this simple. Your reaction to there being a lockout now, no baseball, and if you heard Buster Olney on Get Up, saying that some people are telling him, yeah, have a good Christmas, have a good Easter, see you Flag Day. That's June 14th, Bart. See you Flag Day. So here's the thing. How do you feel about the baseball lockout and that it could be something that extends all the way to perhaps June? Do you feel Jimmy Butler or do you feel Joe Burrow? Yeah. You know, Joe Burrow is the apathy side of you. Man, I don't care. Jimmy Butler is you're falling out of a boat, freaking out because I got to have baseball. I'm going to miss it. But before we get to that, we do have a Cowboys call. So let's go to Don in Dallas real quick. Hey, Don.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, can y'all tell Greeny to stop picking my team? Because he got the kiss of death.
You put the hat on.
He got the kiss of death for a reason. You know, tell him to pick the Jets all he want, but leave the Cowboys and the Mavericks alone. Don't say nothing great about Luka. Don't say nothing about Dak. Don't say nothing. Because every time he does, man, that's the one thing Stephen A. Smith got going for him. Because with Greeny say something, it's going the other way.
So he's the Reaper. It goes completely the other way.
He got so deep that he even put the Cowboy hat on. He went and bought a Cowboys hat.
Yeah,
that's he deep into it now.
Yeah, all right. We will pass the word along, Don. But how do you feel though, about this game? Are you looking at this game tonight with full confidence because the Saints are heading in the wrong direction? Or is there a part of you that's like, I got to see my team look like my team again?
I do have to see them look like my team again because I've never really believed in Dak because they gave him the job instead of letting Romo compete for it.
Wow.
And when he look over his shoulders at the bench, no one threatens him. So he just plays the way he plays.
Romo had a Larry Bird back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, he finally got healthy. I mean, at least let him compete. You know, I mean, there's no one there to threaten him to make him push him. I'm not going to say threaten him, but push him to make him better.
Yeah.
You know, there's no one over his shoulder to make him better.
Do you not think he's a franchise quarterback? Because most franchise quarterbacks have bums as backups,
I think he has the potential to be, but because there's no one there to push him, he does what he does. Like the safety or the cornerback or whatever just got a DWI leaving a party with Dak and Zeke. You know, I mean, like, he's not doing what a franchise player would do.
Yeah, all right. You're talking about it from the other side of it, the leadership aspect, yeah, and doing the right things and all that other stuff. And that, of course, is the example that somebody like a Tom Brady gives, where Tom Brady doesn't, you know, he's the CEO of a franchise. He's doing all the dirty work. He's doing all the work behind
the scenes. Tom Brady was so damn drunk at the parade. He got a DWI walking. They're like, yo, no, man.
He was Weekend at Bernie's. Thank you, Don. That's fair. He was Weekend at Bernie's. He was. I'll give you that.
Tom Brady was probably had him when they were hanging out with Vrabel and stuff, and when Tennessee and them got COVID.
Think he set that up?
Punched COVID in the face.
Let's get some Dear Baseball calls in here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go to Steve in New Jersey. Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Dear Baseball, nobody cares about this lockout now. It's football season. We'll worry about this in February. Sincerely, everyone.
All right. Steve is basically letting you know, apathy.
But what about if it's still going during spring training?
True.
Then what is your message? Yes, football season now.
Aside from the playoffs, this is the most fun part of baseball.
Yeah.
The hot stove, baby. This is where you start seeing the contract. Like the Scherzer contract that got out there. Yeah. You saw some of these contracts that get signed, and you get your eyes perk up, and you've seen the money. And now what does that mean?
We sell the hope.
The Texas Rangers just spent some money. Are they going to be better now? Like, what's going on? What team, what player's now moving here? Like, that's a big – like, that becomes a fun part of it, and that just shut down last night with still some guys. Carlos Correa, still some guys left to be signed. Trevor Story. You know, there's still guys out there that haven't been signed.
And still,
is Anthony Rizzo going back to the Yankees? What are the Yankees going to do in New York? They haven't done anything.
And you talk –
the Dodgers have done nothing.
It's because nobody knows what the environment is going to be on the other side of that contract.
So this is a fun time of the year, but as we just heard, you know what? No, not worried about it right now. I got football.
I got other stuff I can watch.
All right, let's go to Bobby in Michigan. Hey, Bobby.
He happy. Got Baez, baby.
Yeah, maybe.
The strikeout king.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Dear baseball, I don't care. Your postseason games last 4 hours. I didn't watch a single inning, and I'm bored of watching home runs. I'm done. It's not the game I watched as a kid where you bunt and you move runners around the bases to score.
Perfect, Bobby.
Bobby, if you can make one innovation, one thing to change baseball, what would it be? Would it be the national DH? Would it be the pitch clock? What would it be? How can we move the game and make it more entertaining for you?
I want pitchers to hit, first of all. I don't want the DH, and I want starters to last 7 or 8 innings so we don't have just running guys out of the bullpen from the fifth inning on.
It's amazing, Bobby, right? What happens is you could be watching a baseball game and somebody could walk in the room. Who's pitching? I have no idea. This is like the third guy they brought in out of the last two. I have no idea who this is.
Hey, I tell you
what. You don't know who any of these guys are anymore.
I'm
know the closer, you know the starter. You know, in between, it could be anybody.
I'm taking out the gloves.
Thank you, Bobby.
I'm taking out the stepping out of the box, man. I'm tired of seeing these dudes fix their glove after every foul ball.
That's why there should be a
swing.
There should be a play clock. Yes. There should be a play clock that's both for the pitcher and the batter.
Yes.
Get your ass back in the box. Yes. Get back in the box. Enough.
Like, bro.
All right? You can't tie your shoe again.
You didn't even swing. How the hell you got to adjust your glove again?
So tired of it. And you know what I hear too?
Unstrap it.
Baseball players will call us, and we invite you to, of course, and tell us, you don't understand. You have to understand, if you've never been a hitter, you don't understand why you need to go through that. It's like just you have to think yourself, you know what? I've never been a hitter in that situation, but I know I've been a viewer.
Yeah.
And the hitter might be important to the game, but the viewer is too. And if I'm tired of watching you go through that whole thing, I mean, NBA player goes to a free throw line. There are some guys. Like Giannis. Giannis got mocked for taking as long as he took. And what did he do? He fixed it. Nobody wants to see you go through all the different things. Just hit the damn ball or get back in the box. We'll continue with these. We could tell a lot of people want to do this. It's going to be fun today because I feel like that's what we do. We could tell you all we can about what's going on with baseball and why, and you'll hear from Buster only. You will. But I got to tell you, I think this is more about you, the viewer, the fan, the consumer. And how do you feel? Your Dear Baseball, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we'll get to those calls. You'll hear from Buster only and what he had to say. Jeff Passan certainly as well. That's all coming up. And also later we'll get to this. Tom Brady got a lot of credit for the Patriots dynasty, but has Belichick now flipped the script when it comes to this season. So much to get to with you. But first, Bart's going to tell you about ZipRecruiter.
If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with other businesses to find the right people. So how can you get the hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Next key marketing manager, Erin Hargy, loves ZipRecruiter Invite to Imply. She says, they get my job posted in front of the right people, and I instantly see great candidates, and I can invite them to apply to my job. See for yourself. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Back after this.
Dear Baseball.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Back, Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott. Hey, during Dell's holiday event, save up to $250 on computers with Intel Core processors. Get special savings on Dell XPS and Alienware systems, plus monitors, docks, and accessories, all with free shipping. Call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL. And our number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. So we will get to your calls here in a moment. But Bart, like, you ever have something like with a team where it's like you want to say something, want to express yourself.
Yeah.
But you know you can't go face to face with a coach and say it. Or maybe they want to talk to the players, but they don't want to call you out in front of everybody. Like, is there like a middleman in that situation with teams?
Yeah, we used to call it the CIA.
All right.
The CIA kind of put the news of the day of what's going on. And we also had they. You
they.
Say, who is they? They, right?
It don't matter who they.
Right. They is anonymous. This is what they said.
Okay.
They said, I ain't said coach, but they said practice was too damn long and I'm tired. They said I need our legs back. They said we need a day off.
Gotcha.
Who's they.
Okay. So it's like when you're frustrated and you want to say something and you wish you could tell it to the coach.
Yeah.
So my wife Stephanie is a teacher at St. Patrick's School in Huntington.
Yep.
And she has a fourth grade class and they're great. She loves them. And one thing she has is her CIA.
Yeah.
He's called Buddy.
Buddy.
And Buddy's in the classroom and he sits there and the students can, like, on a post-it note, say something that I wish my teacher knew this.
Mm.
Give it to Buddy. And then Buddy then is there and then obviously then Mrs. Han can then get it and read it and know what's going on with the kids. So, and this is what baseball right now, in the midst of a lockout, and we talk about why is this, what does it matter, do people care? Baseball needs to know this, because one of the students, he's a baseball fan.
Hmm.
And this is the fourth grade now. This is a generation you want to touch. You want to make sure that you connect to them.
Future consumers.
Well,
customers.
This student wrote this. I wish my teacher knew that I'm mad at Brian Cashman.
Mm. That's specific.
Brian Cashman, the general manager of the Yankees.
That's not baseball.
Yeah.
Is it because he didn't sign Rizzo?
Because they've done nothing, and the Mets have gotten Max Scherzer.
So
it's like, what are we doing? And now there's a lockout, and we can't do anything now. I don't know when they're going to play. And so he's mad at Brian Cashman for doing nothing before the lockout. Mm. Now we don't even know we're going to have baseball.
Yeah.
And he wanted to express himself. And I'll tell you what. Why I'm sharing this story is because this. Baseball needs to know. Of a student like this, I don't want to share his name, but he cares.
12? Fourth grade is like 11?
8, 10, 10? Yeah, I think 10, like 9, 10.
10? So
yeah,
like 9, 10. Ever since he's been alive.
The Yankees haven't won a World Series. He has not been alive to see the Yankees win the World Series. Right? But I'm sure his parents have.
Yeah,
and his parents, like, but this is
the
but my point is this.
They're going to win. Like, no, they
my
don't
point
win.
Is this,
win.
Bart. baseball, you have passion here. You have somebody that cares. That generation, that he's your future.
Yeah.
He's mad at a GM. I love it. I love that he's mad at you. I'm mad. You know what? I'm mad at Brian Cashman too. Come on, B. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Can we get somebody?
Wait till we get this arbitration signed. Aaron Judge.
But now Brian Cashman can't do anything. Mm. So you can't even be mad at Brian Cashman anymore. He can't do anything now because there's a lockout.
And you know these kids with Triller and all that stuff, man, they'll go find something else to do real quick. They'll be watching drone racing on ESPN2.
Oh, I mean, you know, pretty soon start being mad at, you know, Scott Perry, right? start being mad at Joe Douglas,
the Jets, the Knicks, other teams,
right? Be mad at someone else because I can't be mad at you because you guys are out of business right now. So as I promised, again, we'll get to the calls here in a moment, but Buster only talked about this, a lockout that is going on. It started last night at midnight, and he said that it is something that is right now in the off season. So you think, all right, it's just the off season. As I said, we're taking calls from you, dear baseball, and how do you feel? Do you feel like apathy, or do you actually care? And Bart, you said it. You'll care more, and we had a caller say it.
Yeah,
it'll matter more when we get to the spring. Listen to what Buster only says that he's being told about just how long this could go. Season delayed. And as I mentioned, he said some people are telling him we'll see around Flag Day. That's June 14th.
Yeah, at that time, it'll be.
Well, the NBA Finals is just getting underway. Yeah. Right? Stanley Cup Finals underway. And you're still a month away from training camp for the NFL. And the NFL draft had happened already.
Yeah,
but
free agency happened.
You get a month, and then the NFL comes.
Yeah.
No, it's not good. Not good. And that's why we're asking again. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We feel like we could say all we want about this stuff, but more important to hear from the consumers. When it comes to this lockout, are you 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Josh in New Orleans. Josh.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Coming from a city without a team, mm-hmm. I honestly don't even care about the Major League Baseball, to be honest with you. All these guys they make $4 million a year and they're complaining. It is what it is. I actually called because I have I got a bone to pick with Bart.
Mm-hmm.
He made fun of batters fixing their gloves before they go into the high risk area of an object coming 100 miles per hour at their head. I just think that's funny that, you know, a guy would play a sport that, you know, you tackle a guy and you got 30 seconds to get up, dust your shoes off, catch your breath, and then play again. You're making fun of a guy.
Josh, you're really not comparing the two sports, are you?
What's more dangerous, baseball?
Football, they're trying to hit you.
I'm not comparing the physicality. Not comparing the physicality at all. I totally understand Bart can eat me. Listen, I get it. But
you may not
when you have an object
this.
Going 100 miles per hour,
but they're not
at
trying
your
to
head,
hit you with it.
Give me some time. Give me some time to get ready.
You may not realize it, but I too wear gloves. We don't have to fix our damn gloves after every pitch. Like every pitch,
your life isn't on the line every play.
Oh, my life isn't on the line. What warning label is on the back of a baseball?
Thanks, Josh.
It's warning labels on the back of a football helmet say could cause paralysis or death. What the hell are you talking about?
You're not putting your life on the line, Bart.
Yeah, exactly. Nah. Yeah, like guys getting carried off all the time. Guys getting their neck immobilized all the time. Who do you see getting carried off the field more, football players or baseball? Did we just consider baseball a physical contact sport? The only thing they got to worry about running into is the damn wall. Like, what are we talking about?
But the ball is being thrown.
Yeah, they're not trying to hit you.
It's not being thrown.
I'm trying to hit you.
I don't want
to. Every time.
We're going to go down a whole other place here with this call.
But
let's keep it going. No, that's an unbelievable call. I kind of like it. Sal in New York. Sal, I just love when somebody wants to stir it up. Sal, how you doing, man?
Man, that dude. What's going on, boys, man? Great show. You know you guys got the good vibe. You keep it moving. That dude needs a beat, first of all. There's no pitcher that's thrown at a dude's head unless it's paying retribution to something that happened to his other team. So you're not taking your life in your hands when you step in the batter's box. I've never... Tony Coligniano called a bad hopper shortstop and it killed his career with a shot in the eye. Nobody fucking died from a... I'm sorry. Nobody got hurt with a shot to the head. I'm sorry. That guy got me going. Hey, Scherzer, crack me up, man. How you sitting on the steps with your agent saying... We need fair competitive balance. You've never been broke in your life, and you're telling me about money we got in the bank to pay the lower teams. Come on, man.
I'm telling you, Scherzer being on this board.
Mouth.
Sal, Scherzer being on this board, on the competitive board, on this board with the union, is so ironic in so many ways, but it's also he's fighting not for the rich guys like him. They're apparently fighting for the middle class. Which is kind of
If he's fighting for the middle class, he's not doing it sitting next to Scott Boras feasting on lamb chops over there. Number one, number two. Scott Boras gave him the script. He was looking down to see what to say. Here's the script, man. Let's go do this. Number one. Yeah. Number two. There's so many teams out there. Whether you pick up that threshold on tax or pick up the baseline. Listen, I'm pro play. I'm pro labor making money. Trust me. But I don't count somebody else's pocket. What's in their pocket, man? Yeah. If owners have money in their pocket, they're making money on concession. They're making money on parking. God bless them, man. That's what they're in business for. I'm not here to count your money. But now you really are going to crush the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Minnesota Twins. You're going to hurt them. You really are. Won't you get no threshold on tax whatsoever? Now they're going to be spending $300-400 million, and it's going to be a lot like the NBA. You know what? I don't feel like playing here. I'm going there. Oh. And you're going to have super teams, and then you're going to have nothing but bottom dwellers, in my opinion.
Yeah,
They're done.
Keep it moving. We will. Sal, thank you for the passion. I appreciate it, man. I love the energy, and that's the issue. Is you got the one side saying we need more money, and the other side saying we don't have enough money, which we know they're both lying. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is that what's going to suffer is the sport, which has been suffering, which has been losing ground now for 20 plus years. And how is it going to recover from this? That's the question. So we'll continue with these conversations. Your dear baseball calls throughout the show, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We also want to tell you that ESPN's holding a Twitter Spaces event today at 2 p.m. Eastern on behalf of the V Foundation. It's hosted by Jay Billis and Seth Greenberg of the Bald Men on Campus podcast. Tickets just 99 cents, but 100% of every ticket goes to the V Foundation. The guys are going to talk some college hoops, reflect on Jimmy V's impact. There's also going to be special guests popping into the space throughout the event, hosted on the V Foundation Twitter account. So you can go to @TheVFoundation for more. So coming up, again, more of your calls on this, and also a discussion, like I mentioned, the Brady Belichick dynamic, which we thought, well, I'll tell you what, it was an ugly divorce. But there's something about what Brady is saying about Belichick's impact early in his career that might give us a look into why Mac Jones is playing so well. We'll get to all that. But first, Bart has this from Advanced Auto Parts.
We're brought to you by DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. We know you have places to go, so don't let your battery hold you back. Get an auto battery that's trusted from the start. Count on reliability, durability, and power of DieHard batteries to get you on the road. Available at your local Advanced Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores. Back after this with your calls.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back, Bart and Han, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. All right, Bart, so baseball's now officially in a lockout, and there's a lot of changes that usually come whenever we do get to the other side of it. And not just on the financial side and collective bargaining, but also in maybe some rules and some formats with the sport. And one of them that's being discussed is expanding the playoff format to 14 teams. And there are some baseball purists and baseball historians and those who have been around the sport for a very long time, like Bob Costas, who disagrees with the idea of expanding the playoff format to as many as 14 teams. Bart, I have great respect for Bob Costas, obviously. I mean, a legend in the business. But I completely disagree with him here. And I feel like this is such an antiquated approach for a sport that can't get out of the past and needs to. Because what do we have happen? You're telling me that a 162-game season needs to still be special and needs to still be important, needs to be meaningful. What's meaningful about a September where teams such as Baltimore and Texas and Minnesota, I mean, how many other teams can we go through here? I mean, again, the Diamondbacks, the Pirates, when none of them are even trying to win at that point. So how are those, how is it meaningful for them if those teams by then are done?
Yeah.
How is it meaningful when the Marlins are done? When teams like the Angels with the stars that they are done? Your Tigers, done.
Yeah.
But if you expanded it to two more teams in each league, that's it. It's two more teams. What you are doing now is creating a little bit more competitive atmosphere, environment for teams like Oakland, Cleveland, and again, Detroit, your team, to say, well, two games out here. Not in August to just completely pull the plug. You know, before the trade, well, we're going to get rid of guys. We're going to be sellers. No, wait, we're... And I feel like the NBA showed you that with the 7-10 play-in. Two-thirds of the NBA makes a playoff of some sort. And you thought, well, that's a lot. But what does it do? It keeps everybody engaged. You don't have the tanking because unless you're really, really bad,
yeah,
you have a shot. And making a playoff, even if it's a play-in, there's value. Even if you're a young team rebuilding, there's value in playing meaningful games late in the season. You want the 162 to be meaningful? I want the last month to also have meaning, and this would allow that to happen. I don't think it disrupts the competitive balance as much as you think.
Well, I can see both sides of it, but I think what if you're going to do that, what you have to do is you have to make winning your pennant, winning your division so much.
Valuable.
Yeah, valuable.
Yeah, you get a bye.
Yeah, you get a bye, and it makes an easier path for you to make it to the championship where the team that's second in that division that finishes behind you is going to be at a disadvantage because now they have to play more baseball, more things can happen.
Yeah, we'll discuss this more later on in the show. We're back in 10 seconds. Welcome back. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, Bart, have you watched Man in the Arena yet?
Nah, not yet, bro.
Now, are you just refusing to because it's, you know, personal to you?
No, it's not that. I mean, it's like I feel like I've heard the story. I know how these things go.
It's true. You lived through a lot of it, so you probably know a lot of it.
It's like, you know, and I've, you know, it's been well documented, you know, time versus time and all that type of stuff. I'm Tom Brady doll. Okay. I like to give, but I'm kind of burnt out.
All right, ESPN Plus, it's an original series. It's running right now, and they're three episodes in. I've watched the first two.
Perfect chin, man. Man, nobody, I don't want to see perfection.
It's even got the little, what do they call that?
The cleft chin. That's how you know you're a superhero. He's not really from here. He's Superman.
Well, the story, though, the first two episodes for me, and again, I had to hate watch. I thought I was going to hate watch it because I'm a Jets fan. I love it. I think it's great behind the scenes. But here's something that I took from it. In the second episode, Brady talks about how when his first couple of years in the league, he had Bill Belichick. And then they showed behind the scenes video of Bill talking to him and going over stuff with him and a young Brady listening, and they're sitting in his office going over every defensive player that they're playing that week and what their tendencies are and how we're going to attack them. And there's Brady just sitting there taking it all in. And he says, you know, people come up to me now and they're like, hey, this guy's in his, you know, 3 years in the league. What do you think of him? And I'm like, well, he's got talent, but who's teaching him? Mm-hmm. And he said, I had Bill. And right there, I'm like, well, that's it. Mac Jones has Bill.
Yeah.
And Bill has a defense and a running game. And it's very similar to what's going on right now compared to what went on back then, 2001. Yeah. Why those first couple of years, Brady wasn't a superstar. He was just smart enough to listen to the coach, do the homework, and he could process everything that Bill was talking to him about. And Bill had to find somebody that was similar to him, and he did.
Yeah. I don't think that this is going to be close to the same
again,
story,
I'm not – but yeah. See, that's what happens when you say this. When you make the comparison of this part of the career, then it's like, well, you think he's going to be Tom Brady? No. But right now, why are they – why
so
do
why
they look –
successful? Yeah.
Why are they a team that you suddenly can't overlook?
Yeah. Bill,
because Bill found what he had all the way back then, and he was able to replicate it.
A processor.
Now, for Mac Jones to do what Tom Brady did takes a maniacal amount of work and also some things that
some good
Mac Jones might not have.
Right.
And of course, yes, good fortune. But yeah, still.
I feel like we can tell this story about Peyton Manning, right? The legendary Tom Moore and what he's done for his career, right? And, you know, being one of the best developers of talent.
Yeah.
You can do that with a young Ben Roethlisberger and him coming in with Bruce Arians, teaching him how to be a quarterback. I feel like behind every story, but no story ends quite like Tom Brady's, right? Tom Brady's is historical,
right?
Right? Like it's on a whole nother level. But, you know, you tell me, I mean, you go back to Brett Favre and having Mike Holmgren, John
Gruden.
It's
always about who you have teaching you.
It's all about that. So I think that the story like holds his own. But the fact that, you know, you look at Matt Jones, he's able to really perform at a high level. It is because it's about teachers. That's what Joe Judge was supposed to be about when he came in. That's what he spoke about. That's part of the secret sauce of being successful and what the success was in New England. It wasn't about just teaching Tom Brady, because Tom Brady at one point just became great, right? But it came to like teaching young defensive players and why you can take players that didn't play well at other places and they come to New England and they're able to go. Guys like Patrick Chung, that whenever he went anywhere else, he sucked, right?
But you, as smart as you are as a football player, there's certain players you could try to teach and you're like, he doesn't get it.
Yeah, you got to be a certain type of player for Bill. You got to be a guy that's multiple, a guy that can learn, a guy that can understand conceptually what's going on. You can't just be some, you know, run ball, hit ball type.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it works. All right, ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. How close is Mac Jones to the young Tom Brady? Our next guest will know. We'll ask him next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.